personal bank account of energy and willpower. I'm actually moving towards achieving a goal, and I feel, you know, crossing something off my to-do list. Instead of feeling like, oh, I'm lazy and I hit the snooze too many times and I'm worthless. You see what I'm saying? So I'm increasing my value instead of decreasing my value.
Increasing your value.
Right. My personal value, my personal bank account. The little deposits or withdrawals that we make by keeping or breaking promises to ourselves.
Breaking promises to ourselves.
Right. Making or breaking promises. Keeping or breaking the little promises to ourselves that we make. You need to build that bank account. You need to develop that self-worth by doing that, by making those deposits. Making very small, measurable, achievable goals that you can keep small deposits in. Stop telling yourself these little lies that are little withdrawals that erode your value. You've got to love yourself enough to be, you know, to make the changes that will make you the better person that you think you ought to be, right? Here's a great one I love to tell people. So when many people take a stock at where they are in life and where they believe they ought to be based on what they think they deserve or whatever else, it's typically like the other side of the Grand Canyon. The other side of the Grand Canyon in a single bound, in a single move, not realizing that the fastest, easiest, most sure way to get to the other side is to slowly climb down the side that you're on step by step, walk across the bottom through the daily habits that you make throughout your life, and then climb up the other side. And that's how you're going to get to the other side. If you sit on this side trying to come up with the one way that's going to get you across in a single step, you'll never do it. You're never going to take a step. You're never going to get there. You're never going to achieve. You're never going to realize that life that you ought to have and deserve and as you've envisioned it for yourself. Start taking those small steps.
That's why I try to tell myself, plant those seeds. Like, plant as many positive seeds as possible.
Yeah. Make those deposits. Keep promises to yourself, or more importantly, don't make promises to yourself that you know you're not going to keep. Do not lie to yourself. If you're going to say that we are simply in a river, the river of life, and we are floating down that river, it is far easier for me to manifest if I am going with the flow. The energy isn't being spent on creating a new current that's different from the river I'm in.
How do you know that, though? How do you determine that? Is it if it's peaceful? If it's peaceful, right? Like, I'm
so
not
here we are.
Debating with someone. I'm
honestly,
not doing something.
So here
like,
we are. Honestly, you have to look very simply as I and you know this.
Just follow
you
the Bible.
It's very simple. I see it all day long what I'm supposed to be doing.
How do you know what you're supposed to be doing?
Oh, there's no question.
There's no question.
Of course, it's if okay.
No question.
So if it's a message from
yeah.
you know, like the universe or God yes. or saying that this is what you're supposed to be doing.
You're
there
right.
There is no
right.
question. It's not. I think this might be. What, no, you've been warned against that.
Oh, that's right. Because fear is right. The devil.
You say like, how do I know? But you know.